My name is Marissa Barber. I am 15 years old. Today is April 29th, and I'm speaking with Gina Barber, who is my grandma. We are recording this on FaceTime online. Okay, question number one. Do you remember the first time that you met Grandpa?
Oh, yeah.
What was your impression of him?
You really want to know that?
I do. I'm intrigued. It's
funny. We were talking about that today at lunch. We met at work. And I first met him, I remember. But then...
I think FaceTime's disconnecting some.
Yeah, it does it sometimes. Anyway, we met at work, and then we went out on a double date. When following week, we started dating.
So did you... I remember that he picked on you a lot.
Yes, he did.
So did you ever think that he was... Like, when you guys first started dating, did you guys think that, like, yep, I'm going to marry him?
When we first started dating, yes. Before we started dating, I didn't think we would ever do anything serious. Because I told him, you don't know me well enough to talk to me like that.
How long did you guys date before you got married?
Oh, I can't tell you that. Okay, let's see. We started dating in the end of the summer. So it was August. And we were actually married in May. So we started dating in August, and we were engaged officially in December, because that's when he gave me a ring. But we had talked about it before that. But we were married in May, so it wasn't even a year.
Aw, that's cute.
But that doesn't mean you can do that.
No, thank you. Did you ever think that you would be a missionary? Like, when you were younger, did you just think as a possibility?
No, it wasn't even a thought. Who would have thought, you know? In high school, I had no idea what I was going to do, but that was never in my mind at all.
Okay. When did you, like, how did the opportunity come to you? Was it because of Grandpa, or... Like,
we were married when we thought about it. We were both very involved in church. We were working with our youth. Your Uncle Joe was just a teeny tiny baby. We took our youth group to a concert, a Christian concert. And at the end of the concert, they had an invitation. And we both felt like we needed to give everything. I mean, you know, we love the Lord. We followed him. But we just felt like we needed to release everything to him, including Joe. We dedicated him to the Lord, too. And that was kind of the beginning. A few months later, we get a flyer in the mail from Team Missions stating that they needed heavy equipment operators. And that's what Grandpa did for a living. So we talked and we prayed about it, and that's how we got involved in missions.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Did you always want kids?
Yeah, I always liked kids.
So, disregarding that slight interruption, what was your answer to wanting kids?
Yes, we always wanted kids.
Did you have a specific preference for, like, how many boys and how many girls you had?
No, we never cared if it was a boy or girl. We just always prayed for healthy babies.
What is your happiest childhood memory?
That is hard. I think I'd have to say, I used to spend summers with my grandma. And my mom, you know, we would go down, Dad would have leave, and we'd go visit, and I would stay for a couple months during the summer. And just hanging out with her and my aunt, we'd go to the beach we'd go to the lake, I can't say beach, we'd go to the lake, one of the lakes there in Ohio, every weekend. And it was just... It's good, fond memories of my grandma and my aunt. And I had a couple uncles that were still living at home because they weren't a whole lot. They weren't much older than I was. So that was just a lot of fun we used to have together.
Okay, who has been your biggest influence?
My biggest influence of my life, huh? Oh, man, that's hard. I'd have to say, I think my parents would be the biggest influence in my life. Because my mom and I were really close. And when I was younger, my dad and I did everything together. I mean, when he was building something, I was there building it with him. And I said, my mom was my best friend when I was most of my life, you know? So I think I'd have to say my mom and dad.
Good answer. Okay. Which son was the biggest troublemaker growing up?
It's hard to pick one.
You got four.
I know, but troublemakers. I don't remember them being, I don't remember any being troublemakers. They were just boys. They fussed around with one another. Troublemakers. I can't think of anyone that was actually a troublemaker.
Which of the four was the most mischievous? Like, would just be the one to have his hand sticking in the cookie jar and say he wasn't stealing cookies.
Oh, wow. Your dad was on, right? Your dad was on, right?
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your dad was fun. Yeah, he was funny. He's the one that was, he's always building ramps and jumping his bike off ramps and things like that. He always had a knot on his head right here when he was little.
Okay. What is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is that Jacob's not going to return to the Lord. And that's my biggest fear. Because he's not walking with the Lord right now.
It's definitely a valid fear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite memory of the two of us or me and Morgan just that you think about?
One of my favorite memories is just holding you on my hip during Bible school because you were so little. And one of the funny, you would say the funniest things and didn't even know it. And I think the scariest one was when you cut your bangs. And I think, not on my watch. But I loved having you guys. I've got a picture of Morgan in the bathroom holding a plunger with the other girls where they'd be cleaning the bathroom. So you guys just had a lot of fun there. And that's one of my favorite memories, is just having you guys at camp with us.
We did. We went all over the place through there.
Yes, you did. Running everywhere, didn't you? A lot of freedom there.
Indeed there was. What do you wish you could protect me from the most?
A broken heart.
Well, don't have to worry about that yet.
Nope. You're doing pretty well. I mean, you know, I would have said, you know, from the world, but you're not really a worldly person, so. Yes, you're a pretty good girl.
If you could give me one piece of advice to apply to my life, what would it be?
Stay close to the Lord. Because that's going to keep you out of trouble. And it's just the best guide I know of.
He's always there. Makes it a little easier.
Yep.
This one's a tough one. What's your favorite color?
Whoa. I love lots of colors. I think depends on what it is in general. It's funny, I love blue, but I don't have much blue in my house. But like flowers, I love yellow. But I think maybe I'd have to choose yellow, because I love yellow.
It's a happy color. It's very happy.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. The guest bathroom is yellow. And it's a very bright room.
That's true.
Oh, all of a sudden you're filling my screen.
I know, like you're moving all over the place on mine.
That's weird. I almost dropped my computer because it's like it flipped sideways and I can see the whole screen's full of you now. I don't know what happened.
Okay. When have you felt most hopeless in your life?
There were just a couple times when hopeless. I'm not sure if it's fearful or hopeless. I don't know. When your dad was born, he was really sick. And for a while there, it was really scary. But then I had this complete peace come over me that, you know, he's going to be okay. And when Jake was little, we had a weekend where we didn't know if he's going to make it or not. And there's nothing you can do. You just feel hopeless in that situation. You just turn to prayer. And that's all you cling to. It's out of your control.
Tends to happen a lot in this world. Mm-hmm. People try and fix things. It just makes it worse.
Yeah. It's like when your sister got sick. That was scary.
Yeah, that was. She gets sick a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Which son do you feel you are most connected to?
I would have to say probably Joe, because he calls a lot. We stay close, you know, we stay in touch with him a lot. We FaceTime with the kids and him a lot.
That's true.
He's the one that was popping into the house and in and out a lot. And it's funny because we talk about that with friends because we're close to all of our boys. We stay in touch with all the boys pretty well. But I'd say we have more contact with Joe because he's been, you know, he lived close for all those years and popped mm-hmm. in and out of the house.
Interesting. That's true. Would not have been who I would have thought it was going to be.
Who did you think it would be?
I thought it would have been John.
I love my John too.
Heaven knows why.
I don't know. You can't figure
out. Why?
It's not that you love one more than the other. You just talk to one more than the other.
Yeah. Availability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John's got the craziest work hours. I never know when he's asleep. Because he works nights.
Just call 5 times a day. You're bound to get him at least once.
I know. I'm always afraid of waking him up.
What is your biggest regret?
Oh. I don't know. I'd have to think on that one for a while, girl.
You go for it.
I have a lot of regrets.
All right, we'll skip that one for now.
Okay.
This is another very tough one. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Strawberry. I love strawberry ice cream.
That's a good one. It's simple. Huh. Alrighty. How would you describe yourself as a child, looking back on yourself now?
I was a happy child. I was happy. Had friends, had a good time. I remember we lived up in Michigan. We walked to school. As we walked to school, we'd pick up more friends, and we ended up as a big group by the time we got to school. So I'd say, just in one word, I'd say happy.
Did you get in trouble a lot, or?
No. I was a good kid. I held my ground, but I was a good kid.
Turned into a crazy grandma.
Yeah, and then thing is, if everybody knew that to get to my brothers, you had to go through me. Not like I didn't pick fights, but I wasn't afraid to stand my ground either.
That definitely relayed into your adulthood, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm running out of questions here.
Uh-huh. Because I have easy answers, short answers. What was the question I didn't know I have an answer to? Regrets. Man. If I could change anything, it would have been I don't know what it would be. I wish we had more time together, you know, seeing you guys grow up. But I'm thankful for the summer we had together. But, living so far apart, man, I wish we could have been closer. But there's nothing we could do about that. Yeah. So it's not a regret, it's just something I wish we had had the opportunity to do. But I can't think of a regret. Hey, Grandpa?
What?
I can't think of any regrets in our my life. Can you think of anything? I don't have any regrets.
Sounds like a good life to live then.
Yeah. I don't know what it would be. We've had a pretty good life. What's that?
I said the good far outweighs the bad.
And yeah, Grandma said the good far outweighs any bad.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. We've got good boys, and we love them all, and we've always been happy with each other, and I can't think of any regrets, kiddo.
How long have you and Grandpa been married?
You know what? May 1st, it'll be 42 years.
Woo!
Yep. It's a long time.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yep, that'll be Monday. No, Tuesday. Tuesday, one. Whatever day the May 1st is. Oh, goodness.
Well, I think that's all the questions.
Yeah? Well, that was a lot easier than I thought it might be.
That's true. You answer probably like 15 questions.
Well, I just have short answers.
Hey, short and sweet.
I say you know me pretty well.
That's true.
So if I threw you on to Joe and John one. John was my youngest, but yeah. I don't know. We have this like a special relationship with each one of the boys. They're all different, but we have a special relationship with each one. We stay in pretty good contact with all the boys.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one.
Let me find it.
Which grandkid do you think is the most mischievous or the biggest daredevil?
Wow, that's hard too. Because Julia's not afraid of anything, and you're not afraid of anything.
I wouldn't say anything. Boys scare me. I tend to run from those.
That's a healthy fear. You remember when Julia had her little, at Christmas time, had that little, what was that, the four-wheeler?
Yes.
And she'd go up the hill and down the hill, and she'd say, make it go faster, Granny, make it go faster. She's a little daredevil.
She is.
You were always pretty daring, too.
Hey, there's a whole world out here. Why can't I
That's right.
go and Enjoy explore it?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all I got.
All right. Which granddaughter's the most ornery?
Definitely Morgan.
You don't think it's Maddie?
Ooh, yeah.
You think she's ornery?
I think they both pick their battles.
Yeah.
Or they pick all of them. So.
You've never been as serious as Morgan.
That's true. She's
been a little more lighthearted, and she's very serious about everything.
I'd probably be the prankster, and she'd be the one punching the prankster. And Maddie would be the one laughing in the background.
Yep, that's probably true. Oh. So what do you have to do with your paper?